Hey, happy day. I got news for you from the right with attitude. I got to share some stuff with you here today. When you invest in a country, state, province, city, or municipality, or wherever, whatever you do, you got to know that if it's managed by liberals, you're investing in a project that has a weak structure. And if you ever do get up to having the roof built, it's going to leak. It's going to leak and it's going to be rotten eventually and it will collapse. It can't work with Democrats and liberals running cities. Y'all got to get to the right. Hey, I think you know that. I'm just telling you what you already know, reminding you. Vote right. Now, we have a person in New Zealand, and she's a captain of a boat. Apparently, there's only 9 boats in New Zealand in the Navy. Can that be right? But anyway, she was piloting or managing one of them, and it crashed. And apparently, the crew had mistakenly left the vessel on autopilot during some maneuver, and she's blamed because she's the captain, right? I get it. So here's the headline, though. Around the world, the female lesbian captain of the ship. The female lesbian captain of the ship. Is that necessary? I mean, come on, it doesn't matter if you all agree with the lifestyle or not. What's this got to do with anything? That's like saying there's a ship that crashed and it was a little fat captain. That's not needed. Too much information. It's a black, tall captain. I'm reaching here. But you see where I'm going? I don't think that's required. I mean, really, the female lesbian captain of the ship. Dumb as forever. Too much information. Hey, that's the news for you. Now, we have almost $60 billion. That's what it'd be. $60 billion worth of gifts have gone to universities, colleges in America for them to go out and talk about left-wing politics. That's basically what it is. And this is money coming from foreign countries. They're not supposed to do that. They're supposed to fill out the forms if they can even do it, but they don't. A lot of it's unreported, if not most of it. And these universities now have added to their stockpile of cash to be able to go out and do conversion stuff. And conversion is, you guys on the right, you Republicans, you conservatives, you're bad. And here's why. And they don't have good reasons to why. It's kind of a brainwashing thing, but they do it and they continue to do it. And they have all kinds of influence with young minds in schools and universities and politics. They set the tone, actually, for politics and behavior. And it takes years and years for a lot of these people to get unwound. So government, get in there and fix that. Trump, you got a lot of stuff going on. You're a busy guy. But add this to your list. I know you've talked about the universities, but not with the foreign stuff. So hey, get a man on that. Now, you have California, the governor there, he's a left-wing wacko. He was on a show a while ago and he said, I'm a gun guy. And a couple of days later, he banned more guns. He's against anything to do with freedom. He just really is. And he's against Trump going in to clean up the border, protests and money thrown at it and so on. He says, you gotta let them in, keep them coming. And here's a guy that just went out and killed 6 people. Effectively, he killed them. He was driving, he hit a tree and he was drunk. And he's had many, I think 3, 4 or more, many DUI convictions and all kinds of other criminal charges have been against him. And he's been in the US, I think, 7 times with regards to being deported. He's an illegal from Mexico and he's been deported. And the police will not help ICE. They won't help them. And it's just unbelievable what's going on because these deaths, the 6 deaths, it could have been prevented, right? But the California law enforcement people were told to ignore ICE, do not help. And Gavin Newsom's extreme left-wing policies have done that. And now, most recently, he just signed a bill about handguns that effectively are Glock guns. And he's outlawed the sale of Glock guns in the state of California, where there's more than 40 million people, big market. I know Catherine Glock, and we'll chat about this one day, and I'll get more information. But it's so crazy that I think it'll be overturned because it's unconstitutional. But he's saying that a Glock could be turned into a machine gun. Boom, 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 boom. That's nuts. But Glocks are the most popular handgun in the world, certainly in America. And now he's banning them. I think there'll be a big rush. It takes effect January 1, 2026. I think there'll be a big rush to gun stores. Cabela's and others, stock up because it's going to happen. Now, jumping, keeping up here, okay? In Portland, Oregon, liberals, they're so crazy. I mean, a whole bunch of them every year, they get together on bicycles, motorcycles, and they ride naked. And to protest, they're protesting the ICE officers, the people that are, how dare you take illegal people that are criminals back to that Newsom thing in California? California. How dare you do that and try to remove them from our country? We want them here. And so we're going to a protest. So we're going to ride our bikes around with no clothes on. That's quite a protest. That's a culture shock. Wow. I mean, all you're doing, a bunch of fat, ugly people, is scaring the bejeebers out of the ice, people. I just saying. Lastly, just about lastly, Cuba. This could be coming to a country near you, so you all got to watch. But it's kind of interesting. The Communist Party of Cuba, they're the only party in the country. By law, they're the only party. The party is the only legal political party and describes itself as a regulated guardian of a Cuban government in Cuba. Okay? And they both, wow. And it's, I stutter because this is so hard to even imagine. How can this happen? But it's mandatory. It's mandatory for all people to vote. From 16 and up, you have to vote, or you'll be thrown in jail or fined or whatever. Hang on here. Who do you vote for? There's only one party, and you have to vote. Be careful, voters. I mean, communist nonsense. You have to. I got to say this again for me, not you, because I'm not getting it. You have to vote. Show up and vote. We want 100% attendance. And there's only one little box that you get to put an X beside. Wow. All of you left-wing wackos in America, you know what? Once they were afraid of President Trump. Now they're terrified. And that's the good news. America won't ever become like Cuba. Hey, y'all come back.